Thanks for calling customer service. Amber, how may I help you?
Yes. What is the name of your company? This number appeared on my credit card. What do you sell?
Ma'am, we are a third-party company. We service several products. May I have your zip code so I can get your account pulled up?
49107.
Yes, ma'am. I have first and last name.
Sally Frye, F-R-Y-E.
Ma'am, can you verify that shipping address for me?
1865 Dayton Road.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. On September the 2nd, do you remember entering into a sweepstakes to win a fuel saver?
No.
So, ma'am, you don't remember paying shipping and handling price of $6.70?
No. What's the date?
September the 2nd of last year.
Okay, and why am I being charged $49?
Ma'am, do you remember entering into one of our sweepstakes?
No,
where
I
you
don't
selected,
enter.
Where
I
you
don't
selected,
enter.
Okay, do you remember taking a survey?
No.
Okay, ma'am, so you're saying this is fraud?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Is anyone in your household who can order this product without your knowledge?
What is the product?
The fuel saver.
No. My husband doesn't do phone. He has a flip phone.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I would get the account counsel for you and transfer you to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your knowledge. I just want you to make sure that you're aware that we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge.
Thank you. So
before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $6.70 back on September the 2nd.
No.
Okay, yes, ma'am. One moment while I transfer you to the fraud department. Okay, yes, ma'am, I got that done for you. I'm transferring you to the fraud department right now. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. No more fees will be on my card, correct?
Yes, ma'am.